You're listening to AWW Radio, the podcast of American Women's Wrestling. What is up, wrestling friends? Welcome to AWW Radio. I'm your host, Derek Lewandowski, and just wanted to take a few minutes to take a look at the Last Chance Qualifier coming up this weekend. Big event. I mean, gosh, there's some depth in some of these weight classes. Definitely worth having a little conversation about some of these things so we can enjoy the weekend of wrestling coming up as there's qualifying spots for the Olympic team trials, which will be the following weekend. So it's going down this weekend in Fort Worth, the Last Chance Qualifier. Again, there are six weight classes, just the Olympic weight classes, 50 kilograms, 53, 57, 62, 68, and 76. And just because of the limited events that they had during the pandemic, actually the top two finishers qualify for the Olympic team trials the following weekend. So big prizes on the line here. And it's really honestly amazing when you look through these lists to see, you know, who's not qualified yet. I mean, there's some really, really good wrestlers. I mean, right up front, got to say 68 kilos looks like a really tough weight class. 57, you know, a lot of depth at both those weight classes. Good wrestlers at every weight, but those two weight classes in particular look especially deep. You're going to have some very, very good wrestlers not qualify for the Olympic team trials. So let's just go weight by weight. I will start at 50 kilos. They released the pre-seeds for the event. And at 50 kilograms, you have number one, Charlotte Fowler, of course, the wrestler from Campbellsville. Number two, Natalie Reyna from McKendree. Number three, Pauline Granados, teammate from McKendree. And number four, Jacqueline McNichols from the King Wrestling Program. Those are the four pre-seeds they have. A number of other women in this group. You've got, I see Genesis Martinez, always top five in the NCAA for Colorado Mesa. This is kind of shaping up to be like a battle of college wrestlers. The unique thing is you've got Charlotte Fowler in there from the NAIA. She just had that really nice tournament, took second at 50 kilos. Well, it wasn't 50 kilos. It was, what, 116 would she have been, or 109? Can't remember top of my head, but I think she fell to Peyton Pruss in there at the NAIA in the finals, but really had a fantastic tournament, pulled some big upsets over, you know, higher seeds. She's wrestling really well right now, you know, from the NAIA. And then, you know, like I said, you've got other college wrestlers there. I mean, Granados and Natalie Reyna from McKendree, both very tough. Jacqueline McNichols, already mentioned her. I mean, some of these women battled each other in the college season because of 50 kilos. What is that, around 109, 110? You do have some of the women from, you know, who'd normally go 101 in college, like Pauline Granados, bumping up to this weight class. So, you know, a little convergence of some weight classes there. Other names I see in there, Casey Bainon from Emmanuel or Lion Wrestling Club. She'll be wrestling under that banner at this tournament. But again, a really good college wrestler. You got some high school talent in there. I mean, like top high school talent, Samara Chavez from Spartan Wrestling Club. She's made some noise, you know, in the USA Wrestling events over this last 6 months, last year. Wrestled really well in the fall. Even at Senior Nationals, she did well. You know, junior and U23s, she's been a name that, you know, she's really battled against some of the top women in the country and proven that, you know, she's already in the mix in that top 10. She's ranked in the top 10 in our Flow Wrestling senior level rankings, freestyle rankings. So Chavez, tough wrestler. And then Sage Mortimer from Utah. Sage, of course, is famous for being an All-American. I think it was in Greco a few years ago. In the boys division at Fargo, Sage, you know, she's been ranked number one, number two, and she's been top two, top three for a long time. You know, it's going to be really fun to watch, you know, how she fares against, you know, some of these top college wrestlers. So this is going to be a really fun weight class, very deep, you know, really kind of playing out to be the storyline is, you know, a battle of college rivalries and top college wrestlers. And then, you know, throw in these top high school wrestlers in there and, you know, see how they do. So that's going to be a fun weight class to watch. Moving on to 53, the pre-seeds. You got number one, Vail Baker from Twin Cities RTC, wrestles for Augsburg in college. Melanie Mendoza for Team Tornado Wrestling Club. And of course, she's a king wrestler in college. Camille Fournier from the Spartan Mat Club. She wrestles for Texas Wesleyan, another NAIA young woman. And then Sophia Mirabella, the Cinderella story at just about every event she's gone to for Team Tornado Wrestling Club, and you know, wrestles for King in college. So look for Sophia to make noise again. I mean, she's, you know, we're talking about a young woman here who up till a few years ago had never even wrestled. And in high school, I was actually on the coaching staff of the New York Fargo team that she made her national debut. Didn't place, but you could tell, you know, she's got a high ceiling. Julia Salata scooped her up, recruited her to wrestle at King, and she's just developed and developed. And, you know, she's already, you know, a top five wrestler in the NCAA with some big wins this year in college, and also was a double All-American at junior and U23s last fall. So look for Sophia Mirabella to do Sophia Mirabella things. At you know, what point is she not an underdog? At what point is she just, you know, one of the top wrestlers? I guess a four seed in this group, pretty darn good. So I think already they're recognizing her accomplishments. You know, you've got, who did I say is the one, the pre-seed? Well, Vail Baker. You know, Vail did not get to wrestle the postseason from some health issues, I think. It'll be good to see her on the mat. I'm sure she's hungry. I mean, it probably had to be heartbreaking, you know, for her not to be able to wrestle in the postseason for Augsburg in the NCAA. So I'm sure she's hungry to get out on the mat and you know, grab one of those qualifying spots for the Olympic team trials. Melanie Mendoza, very tough. I mean, you really have kind of an inter-team rivalry there with Mendoza and Mirabella, both from King, both very tough, both very close to each other. I think they hit once this year. I think Sophia won that by like a point, maybe. I think it was a tournament before the regional qualifier for the National Collegiate Women's Wrestling Championship. So it was near the end of the year. But they're both really, really close to each other. And, you know, if they hit, which right now, you know, if it goes chalk, you're going to have Melanie Mendoza against Camille Fournier from Spartan Mat Club hit on the bottom side of the bracket, and Vail Baker and Sophia Mirabella would hit in the semis of the top if it goes chalk. So both really good semis if it works out that way. I honestly, I'd have a very hard time picking, you know, who's going to win this weight. I mean, I think some of these matches might come down to how one sequence during the match goes. They could be one sequence matches, and you know, how those sequences are scored. If somebody gets a turn or a takedown, I think some of these matches, you know, between the top women at 53 are going to come down to moments like that. I don't see anybody like standing head and shoulders above anybody else here. They're all very close, you know, to skill level, and I think it's going to be a battle. Looking throughout the rest of the group, you've got a number of high school wrestlers in there, some good, some other college talent that are going to be in this group. But I think they got the top four right here. Look for those four to be competing for those top two spots. 57 kilos. Okay, let's go to the pre-seeds. We've got Grace Figueroa at number one for Titan Mercury. Number two, Marissa Gallegos for Colorado Mesa Wrestling Club. Number three, Coral Sugiyama, the high-flying Coral Sugiyama from Twin Cities RTC. Number four, Lauren Louive, the veteran, experienced senior-level wrestler for NIAC. Just looking at the top four before I look at any of the other ones, I mean, right away, you've got, you know, Gracie Figueroa at number one and Coral Sugiyama at number three, who have had a rivalry playing out over the last 6 months as Sugiyama beat Figueroa. I guess it would have been U23s last fall. Sometimes those USAW fall events kind of blur into one big tournament for me. But I think it was U23s. And Sugiyama beat Figueroa by tech fall you know, Gracie did well getting to legs in that match, but, you know, once they got on their feet, Sugiyama, like you saw at the Captain's Cup, was hitting big moves. And, but then they hit again at the Captain's Cup, and Gracie, you know, cracked the code there and stayed away from Sugiyama's wheelhouse and ended up winning that match again, I think, by tech fall. So I think she, like, flipped the script there. So those two are in the top four here. They wouldn't hit unless it was in the finals. Right now you've got Figueroa against Louise on the top side if they hit in the semis. I would pick Figueroa there. Louise, you know, she's had some nice moments, won senior nationals last fall. But I think these young women, you know, I think they're, some of them have arrived here. Gracie Figueroa looked fantastic at the Captain's Cup. And I think that she's probably ahead of Louise at this point, but we'll see if that match happens and, you know, what the result would be there. Last chance this weekend. And on the bottom side, you'd have Gallegos versus Coral Sugiyama. Marissa Gallegos, very exciting wrestler, you know, did wrestle with a broken hand at the National Collegiate Women's Wrestling Championships, took second. You know, I know that, you know, she probably doesn't feel like that was her best, probably wasn't her best because of her injury. So, you know, hopefully that hand's healed up enough that, you know, she's gonna be able to, you know, be at her best here at this event. You know, I mean, even not at her best at that NCAA event, Gallegos took second, made the final, you know, was a national finalist in the NCAA. So, honestly, that match comes down to whether or not Gallegos has watched enough video to stay away from Coral Sugiyama's arm spins. And, you know, you remember what Sugiyama did to Louise at the Captain's Cup. Just, I think she hit four or five arm spins. It was something to see, and almost funny to watch as poor Lauren went in and, you know, just kind of did what her wrestling instinct would do and just posted, you know, on the shoulder, and Sugiyama just lightning fast, like, you know, like a snake attacking its prey, just got into that arm spin position and tossed her a couple times for four. I think she maybe three times for four, tossed her for two another time. So, Gallegos would have to stay away from Sugiyama's, game in the upper body. And if she could do that, I do think Gallegos has the edge. She's very good, has very good leg attacks and a good finisher, good at working through positions. She's also got some big moves herself, so I wouldn't count her out even if they're in that tie-up. I would think that you would see, I think they got this right, I think you're going to see Gracie Figueroa and Marissa Gallegos in the final. Getting those top two spots. There are true third matches here, so that could be interesting too to see, you know, if that happens, if, you know, Gallegos or Figueroa, if they make the final, would have a match versus Sugiyama or Louise. So fun top four to watch, and you know, I do think there'll probably be some dark horses. Honestly, looking at the entries at 57, well, hold up, I haven't looked at them yet. I mean, you got a lot of good young women here. You got Gabby Skidmore. You've got XMP, Moda Pettis. Man, she could definitely make that final. She could beat any of these women. So you got Whitehorn from Minnesota also. Sierra Brownton for Twin Cities RTC. She was an All-American. So, sorry, I thought I already looked. I've got two tabs open, and I'm going between the two. I thought I already looked at the rest of the field. Lauren Mason from SFU is in this group. Gosh. So, yeah, I mean, a little bit more of a crapshoot than maybe I initially presented. You know, these top four, you know, are very tough, but with XMP in there, Lauren Mason, I mean, they could definitely upset the apple cart. But, I mean, if you're asking me to pick a winner here, it's hard to pick against XMP with what she's been able to do over the last 6 months, but I think I'm going to go with Gracie Figueroa. She just looked really great at Captain's Cup, very fundamentally sound, and I think she can work through I think she could work through XMP's, you know, big move positions, very similar to wrestling Sugiyama in some ways. So we'll see how that weight class goes. Okay, at 62, you got only two preseeded, Michaela Beck, number one, Anna Luciano, number two. Luciano was a runner-up at the NCAA event, the National Collegiate Women's Wrestling Championships. A very tough wrestler. Also at this weight, you've got Alex Lyles, finally back on the mat from Army WCAT. Megan Black, who was a WCWA runner-up in the past. Destiny Ling, Autumn Flanagan. Man, a lot of women who could make that final and qualify. Jordan Suarez from the Texas Panhandle Wrestling Club. Michelle Camacho from McKendree. She was an All-American. I think she took third. Emily Patnode, also from McKendree. Kendall Bosselman, very tough high school wrestler from Wyoming SEM. Marley Smith from the Arizona Club, Sunkist Kids Wrestling Club. Wrestles for Arizona State. Gosh, Serena Cervantes from the Mountaineer Wrestling Club. I really like those Army WCAP wrestlers, Megan Black and Alex Lyles. You know, look for them to compete for those spots. It depends on where they throw them in the bracket in some ways. At the end of the day, I think if you're asking for my pick here, I like Anna Luciano. I like how she's wrestling right now. I think a lot of these women could, make that final. I do think that Anna Luciano makes that final. I think she beats. I think she beats Michaela Beck. But I don't know. Again, it depends. I don't have a bracket in front of me, so it depends on how the bracket's spun out. But I think Luciano wins this group. I think Beck, who would she, man, she could hit Lyles or Black. They haven't wrestled in a while. I haven't seen them in a while. So I'm just going to go with these top two. And I think it is a Beck-Luciano final, but I think Luciano wins that. But I wouldn't be surprised to see those WCAP women, pull an upset and get into that final. Okay, at 68, this is the group. I mean, this group is loaded. And it's honestly unfortunate that some of these women are not going to be in the Olympic trials. I could read almost this whole group. Kylie Welker, great high school wrestler. You know, Hannah Gladden. You got Kennedy Blades in this group. Katarina Lang from Twin Cities RTC. Olivia Fisk from SFU. She wrestles for Titan Mercury Wrestling Club. Solon Piercy, two-time national champion. Kayla Morano from Emanuel. Skylar Grote from New York Athletic Club. Marisol Nugent, who was a junior national champion last fall from Lehigh Valley. Holy cow. You got to pick two of these? I don't know. I mean, it is loaded, and again, surprising that some of these women are not already qualified, but it is a testament to the depth of women's wrestling right now, all across the board at the senior level and the college level. The pre-seeds go number one, Skylar Grote, number two, Olivia Fisk, number three, Kayla Morano, and number four, Kennedy Blades. So you could have Skylar Grote versus Kennedy Blades in the semi if it goes chalk. Big if. And then you've got Olivia Fisk and Kayla Morano on the bottom if it goes chalk. Again, a big if. I'm not saying that I wouldn't pick these four to make those semis, but with all those hammers, roaming around the bracket, unseated, there could be some upsets here of the top four. Grote, Kennedy Blades, I love Skylar Grote. I think she's a fantastic wrestler, but until Kennedy Blades proves that she can't beat anybody, even at the senior level, and maybe I'm a little biased because, I saw her pin Hannah Gladden last fall, and then my own daughter, Joy Lewandowski, who is qualified by virtue of her finish at the NCAA event, Kennedy Tech Joy in the junior national finals. Until I see Kennedy prove that she can't stay with these top women, even though Skylar Grote, that's probably her toughest match in this group. But to win it all, you got to beat them all. You got to beat the best. So that said, I think Kennedy Blades wins that match. I don't know. I think Kennedy wins that match. But I could be wrong. Skylar Grote is wrestling at a very high level right now. I'm glad they have a true third match here, because if Skylar does not make that final, she'd have a chance to wrestle a true third match, on the other side. So this weight class is fire. Get ready, grab your popcorn. I mean, right from the quarterfinals, a lot of these matches are going to be really competitive. So 68 kilos. I mean, and meanwhile, Hannah Gladden, I mean, I know she hasn't performed well. I mean, she's been wrestling nobody but top wrestlers recently, so it's forgivable. But, she was the number three on the senior national team in 2019. So meanwhile, she's in the group there. So, gosh, I can't wait to watch this group. It's going to be a lot of fun. And it'll be very, very interesting to see what happens if Skylar Grote does wrestle Kennedy Blades in that semi. So we'll see what happens. Last chance, 68 kilos. And finally, 76 kilos. The pre-seeds for this group, you've got number one, Tristan Kelly, and number two, Jaden Laurent. Tristan Kelly's for Colorado Mesa Wrestling Club. Number two, Jaden Laurent from Titan Mercury Wrestling Club. And that's the only pre-seeds they have. Really interesting. Jackie Cataline is in here. She was, I think, a two-time U.S. Open winner. Hasn't done well at lighter weights, but here she is. She's like, I'm just going to eat and wrestle and be the strongest, biggest version of myself. Who knows what she could do at 76? I mean, she could definitely pull an upset here and make that final and qualify, get a qualifying spot. But Jaden Laurent, always tough. She was a WCWA national champion. Tristan Kelly, very tough. She was top three all year in the NCAA, finished third at the NCAA event. She wrestled very well at the Captain's Cup. Other than that, Marilyn Deedy from Augsburg, who's wrestling for Twin Cities RTC in this event. Look for her to have something to say about, who gets the qualifying spot. She could definitely pull an upset here and get one of those spots. I think Chimera Cooper from the Patriot Wrestling Club, she had a nice season in the NAIA. I don't know if she can beat, my top four in this group, which would be Tristan Kelly, Jaden Laurent, Jackie Cataline, and Marilyn Deedy. But she's very competitive. Marilyn Garcia, very competitive. I think she's from Menlo. You got Camila Montenegro in this group as well. Smaller group, but again, very, very, very tough. Top five, six here. We'll see how that goes. So there you go. There's a quick overview of the last chance qualifier. I know it's, as they say, better late than never. This is the afternoon before. I'm recording this the afternoon before the last chance, but hopefully, some of you have listened in and it's stirred up your interest in some of these matches. 68 kilos. I mean, gosh, I don't mean to disrespect Skylar Grote, going back to that. I love Grote, and she's a top five senior level wrestler. Kennedy Blades isn't 18 yet, so we can't rank her at the senior level, but she is so freaking tough. That's honestly, it's not a great draw for Skylar to draw Kennedy on her side. But hey, prove me wrong, Grote, prove me wrong. Maybe Skylar Grote's the first one over the last 6 months, at the senior level to slow down this rising phenom, Kennedy Blades. But good luck to all the women, and it's going to be fun to watch. And I'm glad they're giving those two qualifying spots. It'll be good to see who gets through and, makes that bracket the following week. So there you go. That's a look at the last chance qualifier. And until next time, I'll probably do a recap next week on this. Until next time, I am out.
Thanks for listening to AWW Radio.